Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. I know I'm excited too. Bill is here, ladies and gentlemen, but he's actually physically in Singapore, which is a great city in Malaysia, which is the Southern Asia part of the world, south of Vietnam, and a thriving, bustling, amazing city of Singapore, and where he's down there doing business. And when you've heard me talk about him being a global leader, a global business person, a global problem solver, now you know what we're talking about. And we're so grateful that he's calling us from that great city. Bill Brandt, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm here in Singapore, which up until 50 years ago was a part of Malaysia, then broke off. And the good news is that party you threw here last year for Christmas, I was able to quash the warrants with when I got here. So it's safe for you to come back now.
I appreciate that because, yeah, there was I've been fighting extradition ever since last December. So thank you.
They still wonder how you got the elephant into the small room, but I said that's a story that you'll have to tell them first.
Well, I distracted them with a tiger to get the elephant in. They thought the tiger was coming. And
oh, see, because I thought the elephant was part of the Republican shtick you were doing in terms of the election. I'm glad to know it was more benign than that.
There you go. Hey, Bill. Thank you again for joining us and all the way on the other side of the world. What a great world we have with this kind of communication. So, what would you call what happened Tuesday in America? Would you call it a wave, a trickle, a tsunami, or would you call it a draw? What would you call it?
Just about a month and a half ago, I began seeing where the trends were going, and I told everybody, look, it is obvious to me that the blue wave is breaking well before the beach, and by the time it rolls up on the beach, it'll be a nice, small, soft, cresting kind of sea foam, and that's exactly what happened. I've looked at the numbers, I've looked at the midterm election and the rest of it, and I've compared the numbers to the midterms going back into the 40s. And when you look at how the economy is performing and everything else, you will discover that of all of the midterm elections in the last 50 or 60 years, when the metrics were available as they are for how good the economy was, this was the least radical change we've seen in a long time. So it's an absolute mixed bag. The blue wave petered out long before the beach, and I think there's a message in that, as you and I have discussed in the past, for everyone, and that is don't get cocky, kid, because nobody's really in charge. The government is equally divided, and the message from the voters, I think, was please, can you all learn how to work together?
Well, I remember gridlock fondly, and I've always said that the only time I liked the government more than when we had gridlock is when they all went home on vacation. You know, they left Washington.
Well, I think your previous guest was saying the good news is gridlock means that they're too busy throwing stones at each other to pass legislation that affects or regulates business. And I think you're going to see some productive stuff, but both sides will have to rein in their crazies to be sure.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of bitterness that's still swirling around, and that's not going to take us forward. I think it's surprising for the Democrats to discover that it truly is a divided nation, and that the resistance they were looking for, that is my party, is not this groundswell and upwelling of popular courage and popular change. The country evenly divided. And it's interesting, Jim, that I happen to think that's a good thing, but what it means is no minority feels oppressed, and with each and every election, there's a chance for the other guys to take charge. So it's a pretty evenly matched country right now.
Well, nobody likes watching a ball game when it's a blowout. You know, as much as I favor the policies of one party over the other, I don't want the other party to go away. I want them to be competitive. Because here's the thing. You and I both know, as business people, you and I know that competition is the key to success, isn't it?
The founding fathers set up a two-party system as part of the checks and balances. We need a healthy two-party system, and that means you need both parties to be healthy. I have questions about how the Republicans are conducting their business and whether it is not going to blow back at them a bit. But for the time being, they've survived to fight again, and the parties appear healthy. There was no blue wave. And one of the other things that I think that your listeners probably sense for themselves is there are a lot of what I call historical seats that were bound to change. And by that, I mean there were Democrats still as senators in red states, and there were Republicans still as senators in blue states. And the way that the divide is going, we were bound and determined to finally flush those people out and turn the states to red. Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Brandt. He's in Singapore. And we'll talk some more about this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.